Take the Word of God, please, and turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter number 14. John chapter 14, as we stand to our feet, we're going to look at one verse of Scripture tonight. John chapter number 14 and verse number 27. John chapter 14 and verse number 27. The Lord Jesus, of course, is speaking here. And He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And I want to preach tonight on this thought, "My peace I give unto you." Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for Your love. Lord, there's no doubt that You've given us a great, great gift of peace for those of us that know You. Lord, tonight I pray that we'll understand it in a greater way. Lord, I thank You that we have the assurance of tomorrow, whether here or there, or because we've trusted Thee. But Lord, in our midst tonight, there may be one that's never put their faith in Thee, and they may not have the peace of knowing that Christ is their Savior and heaven is their home. And I pray tonight that You'll speak to them and help them to realize that they must have a personal relationship with You. Lord Jesus, I pray for those of us that are saved that we'll be encouraged by Your Word tonight and helped and strengthened by it. And then, Lord, I pray that as I stand to preach that You'd hide me behind the cross. And I pray, Lord, that the power of the Spirit of God would be real upon me. Lord, I pray that tonight, Lord, I preach with unction. And Lord, that we'd respond in a way that's right and pleasing with Thee. And we'll thank You and we'll praise You, for it's in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. Please be seated. We think about that word peace, we realize it's a great word. All around the world, people are looking for it, aren't they? There's peace talks. There's all kinds of things happening all the time. But since the day of creation, there's never been a moment of peace in this world. Since that first sin, if you will, there's been trouble. Man is born of woman a few days and full of trouble, the Bible says, Job says. We find that throughout the ages, there's been a quest for peace, but there's never been peace found in the world, as far as the world's perspective. I was thinking about how priceless a possession it is, and somebody said that peace is to the believer. It's a shadow of a great rock and a fruit of refreshment in a weary and parched land. In other words, peace is like a cool drink of water in a dry and dusty desert. And I want you to know it's something that you can have. Everyone can possess it and be a part of everyone's lives. In the Gospel of John, you're going to find this word peace used six times. And every time, it's used by the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you, if there's anybody that knows about peace, it's the Lord. Because He's the Prince of Peace. We see several questions that are asked to the Lord in this just particular area of Scripture. You can go all the way back into John chapter number 13, and you can see that Peter said in John chapter number 13, verse 36, he said unto him, "Lord, whither goest thou?" And Jesus answered, said, "Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards." And Peter said unto him, "Lord, why can I not follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake." He asked the question, "Why can't I go with you, Lord?" We see another question given to us in chapter number 14, in verse number 5. After the Lord Jesus said, "Whither I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" They're troubled, aren't they? They're looking, and he's saying, "I am leaving. I'm going, and where I go, you can't go with me." And then he says, "Well, you know the way." And Thomas said, "How can we know the way?" And then we go on and Philip makes a statement, not really a question, but the Lord Jesus is talking about that if you've known me, you've known my Father. And of course we know His Father is God the Father. And Philip saith unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us, and I will be satisfied." And he said, "Have I not been with you all this time? And don't you realize that when you've seen me, You've seen the Father, the Lord Jesus said. And so all these things are going on, and all these questions are happening, and all these things are troubling them. And then we go, and the Lord Jesus is talking about, now I'm going away, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to pray the Father. He'll send another comforter, the Holy Spirit. And so these things are all being said. And then we find another question given to us by Judas in chapter 14, verse number 22. Not Iscariot, the Bible says. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Questions. Their hearts are so troubled about what they're hearing and what's going on. They have spent 3 years now with the Lord Jesus Christ. They have been with Him day after day after day. And He says, I'm leaving. And I'm telling you, they are troubled and scared and worried and fearful. And Jesus is listening as they ask these questions, as they begin to ponder upon all the things that He said. And Jesus wants them to understand that He's given them a peace that the world cannot understand. When Judas said to Him, how wilt thou manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? See, you have to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Jesus gave this statement in verse number 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We see three things about this peace, and I hope that you'll get this tonight. Because I want you to understand that peace is something that you have that comes only from the Lord Jesus Christ. And we find here a peace that has no charge. Notice what the Bible says. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Now, the Lord Jesus, when He was speaking here, He wasn't talking about the kind of peace that would stop the guns and stop the wars or would make everybody be able to come home from all the battles all around the world. But He was talking about a peace that we could have personally in our hearts, in our lives, and in our souls. He was talking about a peace that we could have in the midst of the storm. He was talking about with war all around us and with trouble all around us, there is a peace. And it won't cost you anything because He paid for it. He has given peace to all who believe in Him. It is a peace that has no charge. Jesus said, my peace. In other words, the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ is ours. And He says, my peace I give unto you. I'm talking about the perfect, spotless Son of God. The one that had no beginning and He has no end. I'm talking about an attribute that belongs to Him. And He says, I'm going to give it to you. You see, Jesus has peace. Because all that's going on in the world, He knows what's hard. He already knows our tomorrow, doesn't He? He's already there. He's not scratching His head. He's not concerned about everything and how it's going to turn out because He already knows. And so you know what He's telling us? We need to learn to rest in Him. And as we do God's will with our life, He will give us peace. And we can trust Him and we can depend on Him to take care of us. This kind of peace that man needs is offered without anything in return. It's something that when we trust Christ as Savior, we can have it. We can't buy it with gold or silver. We can't get it with good works or with our talents or with our abilities. You remember what Isaiah said? He said, come without money and without price. Paul said, not by works of righteousness, which we have done. According to His mercy, He saved us. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See, we live in a world where it seems like everything's going wrong. We live in a world where there's wars on every hand. And our own land are in two wars at one time. We live in a world with a strained economy. There's no doubt about it. And there are many things that the people of this world need, and they can't afford it. There's people that need health care and they can't get health care. There's people that are trying to just pay their payments right now and they can't seem to get it. And we're looking at a world that has absolutely no peace whatsoever. People are suffering because they don't have the things that they feel like they need. There are many things that man needs and can't afford. But I want you to know there's one thing that every man needs, and it's already been paid for. It's a peace that has no charge, because Jesus paid for you to be able to have peace. And I've watched this peace in people's lives. I've watched it. It is truly a peace that passes all understanding. Young or old, rich or poor, everyone needs this, and everyone can have it. It's available without any charge. It's a peace that has no charge. But not only is it a peace that has no charge, it's a peace that has no comparison. Notice what the Bible says in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." And then notice this next phrase, "Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." All that Satan and the world has to offer is just a substitute for what true peace is all about. And I want to tell you something, they've got all kinds of things to try to put in the place of peace. You know? You can go down to the liquor store and you can find a substitute for peace. You can drink a bottle of that poison and forget about all your troubles till the next day. And you'll never be satisfied. And people are drowning their sorrows in bottles, in pills, in licentiousness. People think that they can find what they need in the sins of the world. Satan's offered all kinds of things. But I want you to know, none of that will satisfy you. You may forget your troubles for just a little while, but then they'll rise back up and you'll have more troubles because of what you've just done and the sin that you've committed. We can go and we can see that not only as there are places like a liquor store, we realize Satan has a substitute for peace, and he fills us with desires to be like the world. It's going on all around our society. It's even creeping into churches. And churches are becoming more and more and more like the world. It's more of a social club, more of just a get-together than a place where the truth of God's Word is preached. They'll have an hour of singing and 5 minutes of preaching in some churches. But I want you to know that it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. It all has a place, it all has a purpose, but the primacy of it all has to be the preaching of the Word of God. We must realize that we have to get back to the old paths of preaching the truth of God's precious and holy Word. Satan has tried to make people be like the world, and we have Christians that'll go out and they'll join the masses in the entertainment, and they'll go to places of sin. They'll be a part of the world in the way they dress and the actions they have and in the desire. And then they wonder, why don't I have any peace? Because peace is not found in the world. I'm talking about a peace that has no comparison. You can look to the world for peace, but you will not find it. People can look to alcohol and to drugs, and they will not find it. And by the way, religion has a substitute for peace. You know, it says be a part of the church. Just belong to some religion. Doesn't matter if they stand for the truth. Just belong, you know. And they try to make you think just because you're the member of a church that everything's all right. But I want you to know, being a member of a church is not going to get you to heaven. You have to be born again into the family of God. And when you know Christ as Savior, you can have a peace that has no comparison. It does not matter what the world may say. It does not matter what religion may say. It does not matter what the vices may say. The average person has been captivated by substitute after substitute after substitute for peace, but it is not sufficient to survive on. And I want to tell you something, it's certainly not sufficient to die by. I'm going to come to the end of my days, and I feel like I'm rapidly approaching. My life is going by in a hurry now. They say the older you get, the quicker it goes. Some of you feel like that you've already passed it by, I'm sure. You start looking and you think, there's no way I can be where I am. I still ought to be 50 or 60 and I'm 70 and 80, you know. Well, I'm 41 and I still feel like I ought to be in my 20s. I'm 41 and my kids are teenagers. I can't believe it. My life's going to be gone. Man's a few days. That's what the Bible says. Life's going to be over. There's a lot of things this world says, here's where you're going to find your peace. But I'm going to tell you something, when it comes to the end of my days, I'm going to lay my head down one day, or I'm going to go out of this world one way, but I have all the peace that I need, that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And there's nothing in the world that compares to that. It's a peace that has no comparison. It does not matter what the world may hurl at me. It does not matter what the world may throw at me. It does not matter what the world may put before me and say, this is where it's at. I know the truth, and the truth is that true peace only comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. And He'll take care of us. He doesn't say the path will be easy. He doesn't say that there won't be some difficulties. He does not say that we won't have troubles and trials in this world. As a matter of fact, the Bible says even more so that we will have troubles and trials. And He says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. See, we have peace. In the world we'll have tribulation, but in Christ we have peace. So regardless of what the world may throw at us, we can have peace. Jesus said, not as the world. The glorious peace that our Lord gives can't be compared with anything that this world has to give. It's the kind of peace that the psalmist had in mind when he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You have no want in Christ. He'll provide for you. He went on and said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So as long as I'm living, I can have peace. And when I'm dying, I can have peace. Now, there's no comparison to that. I'm talking about a peace you can't compare with anything else. There are people that have loads of money, but they have no peace. There are people that live in the finest of homes and drive the fanciest of automobiles, and they have no peace. And people look at them and think, how can they not be happy? I'll tell you how they cannot be happy. Because many of them have no peace, because they don't know the Prince of Peace. They may think they can find it in an alcohol bottle. They may think they can find it in a large bank account. They may think they can find it in some kind of a vice in the world. But I want you to know, if they have any peace at all, it won't be a lasting peace, because there's only one way you can have peace that's true and real, and that's to have Christ as your Savior. It's a peace that has no charge. It's a peace that has no comparison. And then I want you to know, thirdly tonight, it is a peace that has no confusion. The Bible said in verse number 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. And then listen to this, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. This is like He said, I'm going to add something to it. I'm going to give you peace, but here's a bonus. He said, now that you have it, you don't ever have to let anything trouble you or be afraid. When everything seems to be falling apart from underneath you, if you're living for me and doing my will, it may not seem so easy, but I want you to know I'm going to take care of you. We're going to have to learn to trust God with things. When I see all that's going on in the world sometimes, I think, man alive. But we're going to have to give it to the Lord. Let Him take care of us. We need to be standing on the promises. You want to know what brought Christians through in early America? Standing on the promises. What about those that were burned at the stake and they would die while being burned? Sometimes with a smile on the face, many times singing a gospel hymn, because they had a peace. They had no confusion. They weren't confused by what was going on. They realized that through their death there would be many more reached, and they had a peace about it. It's an amazing thing, isn't it? It's an amazing thing what you can face with peace in your heart because you have Christ in your life. It's an amazing thing that whatever the world hurls at you, people says, how can you not be so troubled? How can you not be so fearful? And we can look and we can say, because Jesus gave his peace unto me. And he said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And I'm not afraid because I have his peace. It's not my peace. My peace comes and goes. What I can do comes and goes. But what he has done is lasting. Neither let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Sometimes even as Christians, we seem to forget our most prized possession, and we let the cares of this life get us in such turmoil. And I know some of us are facing things. And I wish I could say, boy, this is just the answer and it's all going to be all right. And all that. All I know is that Jesus said that he's given us peace, and we just have to trust him through the trials and through the storms. You remember when the disciples were out on the sea and there was a great storm on the sea and they thought, we're going to die? And somebody said, go get Jesus. Remember where he's at? He was really worried, wasn't he? He was asleep. He knew everything was going to be all right. But they went and got him. And he come and he held his hand, the Bible says, up. And he said, peace, be still. And sometimes he gets us to the point in our life where we feel like we're going to die. It's then we get to our weakest. But when we're at our weakest, that's when he is at his strongest. Our weakness is his strength. And by the way, our strengths are our greatest weaknesses. And we have to realize that God sometimes has to weaken us so that he can make us strong in him. And they said, go get Jesus. And he came up and he said, oh, you have little faith. Peace. Be still. You know what happened, don't you? The storms kept going. No. The winds and the waves ceased. Who is this man that even the winds and the seas obey? I'll tell you who he is. He's the Prince of Peace. And when the storms of life are howling all around you, I want you to know there's one that if you'll put your faith and trust in him, he can calm the storms. He may get you to the point where you feel like you're going to die. But usually it's not till we get to that very point that we really realize how much we need him. And then when we realize how much we need him, there he is. What a Savior. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to him in prayer. The peace that Jesus gives is always there and help keep us sound and strong regardless of what we may face. Sometimes when we get in the middle of confusion, we need to look and say, am I trusting self and my abilities? Or am I trusting the Savior and his abilities? This isn't a temporary peace we're talking about. It's something that lasts forever. And it's sufficient to whatever the task is. It's a peace that only he can give. With all that's going on around us, it could be that the Lord is bringing us back to our knees. It could be with the economic situation, with the wars and the struggles, with all the crises in people's lives. It could be that he's helping us see once again how much we need him. And when we call upon him, how much he can help. Do you know the Prince of Peace? Do you have this peace that passes understanding? Do you have the peace that only Christ can give? Do you know him as your personal Savior? If you have Christ as your personal Savior, then you can have a peace that passes understanding. A peace that comes from him. I hope that this encourages you. This is where faith comes into play. We're going to have to trust God. And that's all I know to do. I can't solve the economic woes. I can't solve the wars. I can't solve all the crises. But He can. And as we trust Him, I believe He may allow us to get low, but He's going to carry us through. We may face things or have to do things that we never thought we would have to do. But remember, He has a plan and He makes no mistakes. It's God's peace. Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Don't be afraid tonight if you're living for God, doing His will with your life. As difficult as things may seem, you don't have to be afraid. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your love, for this time You've given to us to look into Thy Word. Lord, sometimes I'm just amazed at what one verse can say. And I pray, Lord, that it's been something that has helped us tonight. Lord, may we find You faithful. We know that You will be, but Lord, may we find You personally faithful. May we get to that place in our life where we give it all to You and we just trust You. Lord, help us to have that peace that passes all understanding. I don't have the answers, Lord, but I know You do. And I pray that You'll help us to not let our heart be troubled or be afraid. But help us to realize that some of us You're taking through valleys. Some of us, Lord, may even feel like we're about to die. Some of us, Lord, feel no ill effects from things that are going on. But Lord, every one of us have a need for this peace that You promised, that You've given. Lord, in the midst of what any of us are facing, I pray that we would find this peace to be so real to our lives. Now have Your way in this time of invitation. I pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.